This Week in West Virginia History. The West Virginia Folklore Society was founded in Morgantown on July 15, 1915 by John Harrington Cox and Robert Allen Armstrong of West Virginia University and Walter Barnes of Fairmont State. One of the earliest state folklore societies in the nation, it remained active for only 2 years. However, during this time, the society collected traditional ballads and songs that were later published in Cox's classic book, Folk Songs of the South. In 1950, Barnes, along with Patrick Gaynor of WVU and Ruth Ann Music of Fairmont State, revived the Folklore Society. Barnes pushed to create the Society's official publication, West Virginia Folklore, which Music edited until 1967. Gaynor directed the group's participation in the 1963 West Virginia Centennial, including publication of a songbook. The Society operated intermittently in later years. West Virginia Folklore continued to be published annually at Fairmont State until 1980. In 1993, the journal was reissued under a new format and title, Traditions, a Journal of West Virginia Folk Culture and Educational Awareness. In 1998, the Folklore Society evolved into the West Virginia Folklife Center at Fairmont State University, which houses the Society's archives. For more information on the West Virginia Folklore Society, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.